Sean White for the gold. 14:40. He needs the back-to-backs to take down Ayumu and gets it. The second 14:40. Delvin McTwist 12:60. Sean White, one more hit. Will it be enough? Front side 12. Perfect. That is the run that he needed, and he put it down.
Mix with On the Beat.
Let me see what you can do.
Hey, what's up? It's Vivisu back again. E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. This is episode 86. Today we'll be talking about movies, including The Ritual, Rebound, Hoka King, and the Maze Runner series. And as always, the week in sports, including Warriors basketball, the week in Funko and collecting, weekly Star Wars moment, and our weekly random movie and song recommendations. But before I go any further, he just took a shortcut through the forest. It's the Nez.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Yeah, we just put one out, but we're back again because we neglected you guys for a while. So here's another one this week. Get it going.
Yep. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, we covered all the TV in the last one, so nothing on my plate for TV. I don't know about you.
Nothing. Other than... Well, my favorite show from last year is on a hiatus. It's not coming back until next month. And I was like, fuck. So, oh, man.
Yeah.
I was pissed. So now I'm just watching reruns of everything. But I did, I mentioned this on, I think, Horacopia when I was on there. We were talking about TV shows. And I found out, and I don't know if you know, but I was kind of just flipping through some stuff and I looked up Zoe Perry, that's Sheldon's mom, Mary. I did not realize that was Lorraine Metcalf's daughter. who plays Sheldon's mom in Big Bang, Jackie from Roseanne, which is, I'm also happy that Roseanne is coming back. I don't know what they're going to do because Roseanne, the way it ended, I know Dan died and... I don't know. It was some like crazy alternate universe type of deal. And I don't know if you guys are fans of the original Roseanne series, like I am. I mean, you were kind of like shocked at the final episode when it stopped airing or running. And then now they're bringing it back and it said everybody's on board, all the original cast. So,
right. So they're going to do some of it, obviously.
Yeah, and I don't know. But even if they just start over from the beginning, I'm cool with it because it'll be more modern. Everyone has cell phones and computers and all that because that was, what, 80s into the 90s?
Right.
I don't know.
Yep.
But, yeah, I just found that out about Zoe Perry, and that just made me love the show more because she's one of my favorite characters on the show. But, yeah, Young Sheldon on a break, and it comes back March 1st. So I'm like, fuck, man. So I'm just watching reruns, and I can't get enough of this show.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I guess on that note, let's dig right into the movies.
Well, before we get into the movies, let's do the those trailers that during the Super Bowl, the movie ones. You know, Solo was there. We did that one already. Let's do the other ones. Do you remember any of them?
The Rock in Skyscraper. Did you see that one?
I'll see it. I don't know. I mean, I like The Rock and everything, but I'm not sure. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's something that I don't know if it's going to be in 3D, but I know they said IMAX at the end, so I'm hopefully going to see that. I mean, especially with today's CGI. I mean, it looks amazing. Oh, shit. Pablo, I don't even know how to say this guy's last name. He was one of the dudes, Porn Stash in Orange is the New Black, and he was in Den of Thieves. Schreiber? I don't know. But I didn't know he's in it. Now I fucking... Yeah, I'm going to see it regardless, even if it looks stupid. Like that dumb Rampage.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're making that into a game, into a movie, but I'll see it. But I did watch. I didn't watch all these trailers when they were airing because I wasn't watching the Super Bowl. But because I only caught the end, and the only one I saw was the Cloverfield one, and we already talked about that. But I like The Rock. I mean, I did love Jumanji and whatever his last one was before that. So I'll go see it. What about you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm all in on the action genre. And, you know, it looks like that's what they're doing here. I don't know if you noticed from the trailer, there's a interesting element where The Rock is playing as a person that's lost his leg. He's got a prosthetic leg. So that's kind of cool, giving a shout out to those with prosthetic legs can be action heroes too.
This is what I'm going by in the trailer. I don't know how the legs stay on. I mean, I have no idea, and I'm not disrespecting anyone, but in the trailer you see there's a rope or something tied around his prosthetic leg, and I don't know. I mean, I assume there's some kind of strap or something. So I don't know. We'll see. Because I was listening to a pod and they brought that up, talking about wouldn't it just pull off? But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't know about that. But what else did they air? The new Mission Impossible Fallout. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited for it. Like, it's, you can just keep making these movies every couple of years. Go ahead. That's what they're doing. And I'm on board. Just making them.
Same thing. Me, I've been on board with this franchise or this series. I love the TV show. And the first movie that came out that Brian De Palma directed, that was my favorite one out of all of them. Not so much number two. I think John Woo did that one.
John Woo, yeah.
And the only thing I really liked in that, I mean, it was just, I love John Woo when he does all his Chinese action films, shoot 'em up ones with Chow Yun Fat. I loved all those, Hard Boiled and The Killer and was it Better Day Tomorrow or whatever. I loved all those, but it just, I don't know, he didn't pull it off with Mission Impossible 2. I mean, I love that Metallica did the song at the end during the credits, I Disappear, but I don't know, man. That one, I was just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
It almost lost me, and then when Mission Impossible 3 came out, when J.J. Abrams took over, and then, fuck, after that, I've been on board with that, and then...
Ghost Protocol.
What was the one before? Was it one? Was it Bros? How many has there been? 5 or 6?
This is going to be 6, I think, because they did the first one.
Oh, Rogue Nation was was the fourth one.
Oh, Rogue Nation was 5th after Ghost Protocol.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was Mission Impossible, MI2.
Yep.
Mission Impossible, MI3.
Yep.
Ghost Protocol?
Right.
Then Rogue Nation, and then, okay, Fallout.
Fallout.
Yeah, I'm all on board on this one, man. This looks fucking awesome. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like Tom Cruise because he went a little crazy for a while, but for me, I think, like, I've said this before. I mean, what brought me back to Tom Cruise was the first was it John Reacher? Was that
Jack Reacher?
Jack Reacher. Yeah, I mean, that one that brought me back, and I didn't even want to even see that movie. So, I mean, I was all on board on the Mission Impossible ones because I liked all of them. So I was going to continue to see those. But then Tom Cruise was busting out movies left and right. And I just jumped on everything that he was a part of. Even The Mummy that we liked, but everyone else hated. So, but this one, it looks badass. Henry Cavill, Superman, he's in it. And we all know that fiasco with the Justice League when he couldn't shave his mustache or beard or whatever because he was filming this. But I don't know. I mean, it looks like he's the bad guy, so I'm gonna see if he can pull it off, because I don't know. He's already Superman, and I can't see him being. He doesn't have the bad guy face, even though they made him grow a beard and try to look rough and tough. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, definitely. There's one, you might know the name of it, but I can't remember off the top of my head. It was actually one of the first trailers played during the Super Bowl, during the first quarter, or it might have been even right before kickoff. But there was a horror movie that they promoted. Are you familiar with what they were promoting?
No, I don't even know.
I was hoping you'd know, because like I don't even know how to look it up. I can't remember who was in it.
What was it about?
I only just saw it that one time during the Super Bowl, so I barely remember. But it was like there was like something out there.
Oh, a Quiet Place.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, that looks pretty good. I was about to say what it was, but I want to see it. I like monster movies. Well, I assume they're monsters outside, because everyone's all quiet and they were saying like, don't make a sound. I mean, it was a good, kind of like a good idea of how they painted footsteps on there, because they're out in the, if you guys haven't seen the trailer, I'm not ruining anything. This is all in the trailer, but they're in a wood cabin out in the woods somewhere. And they paint, the dad or whoever painted footprints on the floor. So when you walk, you know, when you walk in old cabins, it just creaks. So he found all the spots that didn't creak. So you had to walk right there. And when they're playing Monopoly, they have to roll the dice on a piece of fabric, and the pieces aren't hard. They're like little, I don't know, some kind of soft things that they made for hotels and houses and the actual Monopoly pieces, so it doesn't make that clicking noise on the board. So I'm all in on this one. I mean, you know me, I love horror movies, so I'm interested to see what it is. Emily Blunt's in it, and I like her, so it looks cool. I want to see it.
Right. Was there any others that you have in front of you, or
Infinity War? Yeah.
Oh, Infinity War, of course. Except for, it was interesting, not a lot of new footage there, and I'm fine with that. Kind of short, you know.
The only thing that got me hyped in it was Doctor Strange, because I'm just so looking forward to seeing him back in action. We got a little bit of him in what was the last one? Thor, Ragnarok. I was happy when he popped in it, but he wasn't in it very long, and I hope he kicks ass in this. I think out of everyone, I think Spider-Man and Doctor Strange are the ones that I want to see like really shine in this movie. So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, they didn't show very much, I didn't think. I mean, I was expecting some new stuff that we didn't see. But that one scene looks pretty badass when they're all charging the camera.
One thing I noticed there, I saw a little screen grab of it, and I couldn't help but notice Captain America has these like weird things on his hand. And I that might be like a shout out to Nomad, from what I heard.
Yeah, I can't remember what they called those things. I noticed that too. It took me a couple of viewings, and I went, "Oh fuck!" And then I remembered that, but I can't remember what they're called either. But
yeah. Yeah, but either way, excited for that. I'm almost wondering if they have another trailer ready to go to go alongside Black Panther, so they wanted to keep it minimal for the Super Bowl.
That's what I think, because that's coming either tonight for you guys. We're doing this on a Thursday, or no, Wednesday. So tomorrow, Thursday, yeah. which this you guys will probably hear this, but or whenever you hear it, but. I think then I'm hoping for an actual solo trailer, like full trailer, but I don't know. Maybe not this quick. We just got the two little teasers, but I don't know. We'll see. Most likely, I think we'll get a full trailer for, I think It will be probably on that, but you I mean, especially now with the internet and everything.
Yeah.
It'll probably come out. We'll probably see it on your phone or TV or computer or whatever before you actually see it in the theater. So either way, I'm excited.
And although they didn't air it during the Super Bowl, it came out kind of around the same time. Did you get a chance to check out the Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer yet?
Oh, no, I haven't. I meant to look at that one. Well, go ahead and talk about it. I mean, you're not going to ruin anything.
Yeah, I know. looks good. We get shots of the Wasp in action, a few good comedic moments, especially one between Michael Douglas and Paul Rudd. So they're keeping that going. Couple of characters looks like they could be villains. You just get flashes of them, so that's cool. I haven't watched anything like where it, like they broke it down and said everything what was going on, but yeah, I like what I see, and I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of heaviness to Infinity War, so it'll be nice to have Ant-Man and the Wasp to have another kind of fun action comedy adventure type thing. Oh yeah, the line is like you gave her wings, and then Michael Douglas is like, yeah, and a blaster, and he's Paul Rudd's like, oh, that wasn't available for me, and he's like, no, it was, and he's just like saying you didn't give it to him.
yeah, it looks good. I mean, I remember when the first Ant-Man came out, when they were having problems with the Edgar Wright, when he left the project, and we weren't too sure on how it was going to be. So, but when it came out, I didn't see it right when it came out because I was just like, eh, okay, whatever. I was never really an Ant-Man fan, so I was like, all right, whatever. But then Eric wanted to see it because it's a Marvel movie, so he just wants to see him. So I was like, fuck it, let's go. So we went and saw it, and man, both of us loved it. I was like, oh my God, I was so shocked and surprised and how good it was. I wasn't expecting much. And I mean, I knew the characters and everybody, but I was like, whoa, it was awesome. So this one I'm really excited for. I do like the little the lobby posters that they have in the theater.
Yeah.
You can't even see them, but it still looks pretty sweet.
Yeah. Definitely looking forward to that. Was there any others?
Yeah, there was two more.
Okay, yeah. Go.
Red Sparrow. Jennifer Lawrence, I can take her or leave her, but I'm really intrigued on this one. I want to see it. She's got that little hot sexiness of her. She's kicking ass and killing people. So I'm all in on this one. I want to see it.
You know what it looks like exactly like?
What?
It looks like it's basically the Black Widow movie. Which is like, that's, well, what, you know, that's crazy. Because obviously they can't do that now for Scarlett Johansson.
They dropped the ball on that one. They should have did that a long time ago.
Right. They really should have.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of got the Atomic Blonde vibe, but we'll see. The director for Hunger Games, Francis Lawrence, he done this one, so
okay,
they're working again together. It looks good. I mean, everything I've seen, I remember just seeing posters first, and then when the trailer finally came out, I was kind of like, when they said, yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, I was kind of like, okay, whatever. I mean, but I did like her in the movie that everyone hated and didn't understand, last year's Mother, the Aronofsky one.
Right.
And I love that one now. And she was awesome in that. So this, I like when they have women kicking ass and everything. So I'm on board. I'll see it.
Cool. What else you got?
Jurassic World,
Fallen Kingdom.
They're beating this into the ground. I didn't really care for the first Jurassic World. It was all right. It was nothing I haven't seen already. And I don't know why they haven't learned their lesson after, what was that, the fourth movie? But I'm going to see it. Eric likes all the Jurassic Park movies. So I'll see it just to see what they're going to do with it. Yeah, I guess. I mean, it seems like they, I don't know. I kind of didn't like the Star-Lord friending the, was that a Velociraptor that he had?
Yeah.
Oh, I was kind of like, really? But I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe we'll be surprised. But what's her name's in it? Isn't she?
Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah. I'll see anything she's in. I love her. So, I'm going to see it. I probably won't see it opening weekend unless Eric wants to. But, I'll check it out.
Yeah. The one thing I had to say about this is, these movies, I don't see an end for them. They probably are just going to keep coming because I was completely shocked when the last one came out, Jurassic World. Right here on the coast, it's like, no matter the movie, it was like Avengers, Star Wars even, like, there'll be like crowds, but it's never like full. Jurassic World is the only movie I was shocked. I don't know what happened, what the mix was, but like, it was like every seat in the theater was filled and we had to take like the second row from the bottom, like really super close. So yeah, something about these movies, the dinosaur movies, really connects with people.
Yeah, well, those are all, and then we had Solo and Cloverfield, but all the trailers, Cloverfield already came out, so I mean, if you guys haven't seen that, check it out, because it was fucking awesome. The next one we're getting in order is Red Sparrow, which comes out March 2nd, and then we get Quiet Place, which is April 6th, then we get May. We get Infinity War, May 4th. Solo, which is probably both of us are looking for the most, May 25th.
Yep.
Then we get, in June, we get Jurassic World. And then we go into July where we get Skyscraper first. And then we get Mission Impossible Fallout, July 27th. So... I'm all on board on all of these. I'm hoping for a panel at Comic-Con for Mission Impossible, but I don't know, because I know Tom Cruise came to Comic-Con 1 year for
for Mummy or
was it the Mummy? No, it was for that one Groundhog's Day in Space.
Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah. They changed that title. Have you seen that? Like, if you see it in Blu-ray in the stores now, it's called, like, something else.
The Edge of Tomorrow is still on there, but then there's, like, this other big, huge title along with it.
Yeah.
So those are all everything that's coming in all the Super Bowl trailers that we got. So I'm excited. I can't wait for...
Yeah, for I'll be there for probably all of them.
I will.
Yep.
Didn't we get a Deadpool trailer?
We did. It wasn't part of the Super Bowl, but we did. Yes, we should definitely mention that. Very well done, very clever, very Deadpool. I loved it, and on top of that... if you haven't already, you should go check out the IMDb description or on the Apple Trailers app. Go look at the description of what they say the movie. It's a joke all on its own, and it's really good. I did a Funko Pop post where I just kind of cut and pasted it because it was just so good.
When is it coming out?
It got moved up, I think, to May. It got moved up, and then something else got moved back. Oh, New Mutants. New Mutants was supposed to come out in March, I think, and it got bumped to like October. Yeah, May 18th for, and you know what's interesting? It says untitled Deadpool sequel. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it ends up being called. Like, you go to it and you're like, I want to see the untitled Deadpool sequel is the name of the actual film. Because it's just so Deadpool.
What's getting wet on wet with Deadpool 2? What is that?
Not sure.
Oh, it's a video short.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I like what they do with him and with all the comedy aspect of it. Deadpool was awesome. So that's cool. And X-Force, we don't have a announce or we don't have a release date on that one, but he's also going to be in that. So that'll be cool.
Well, the weird thing there is we haven't really talked about this on the pod, but because it seemed also up in the air, but Fox like did indeed sell a bunch of its assets to Disney, but they still have to like iron out a lot of stuff, so they're not making any announcements about X-Men or the Deadpool crossing over with the Avengers yet, because they still have to iron it all out. But yeah, it's weird. There's a lot of like assets that the Fox Corporation sold off to Disney that they're still ironing out. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to certain things.
Yeah. We'll see what they do. I mean, I think everyone just needs, in any Marvel property, they need to hand over to Disney so we can get properly done. And
And you can cross over characters and everything.
And this pushing New Mutants back is kind of getting me worried. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's reshoots or something. But they're saying, "Oh, no, yeah, it's because we're bringing this out earlier." I don't know.
Well, I started to think maybe they wanted it for October. You always got to have, you know, the spookier, creepier, haunted movies, and that's what New Mutants is. So. Maybe that's all that was behind it.
I still don't know no horror angle in New Mutants. I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do, but I'm gonna see it no matter what. And while we're on the topic of horror movies, Venom teaser.
Without Venom, everybody's saying
you can at least show something in the trailer of Venom. All you showed was a little symbiote thing in a container and them looking at it. And I'm like, oh, come on. I mean, they're rushing it. Cause this is also coming out in October. So I don't know, maybe New Mutants either come out after or before. I don't know, but didn't they push it back to next year?
What?
New Mutants.
Venom?
No.
October, I think.
Because this comes out October 5th, Venom. I don't know. I mean, again, we haven't seen it, and we haven't seen much. They don't show really anything in this this teaser, so I don't know.
Well, you're going to be a Tom Hardy fan, right?
So. What?
You're normally a Tom Hardy fan, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have nothing against him, man. You got to work, and you got to jump. You got to jump on what's hot, and all these comic book movies are hot. So,
yeah,
he already did it, man. He did it with Dark Knight Return or Dark Knight Rises, and I thought he was an awesome Bane. I know a lot of people didn't care for him just because of the way he sounded, but I was all right with it.
Did you see he showed up to the Comic-Con in Brazil to promote Venom? I thought that was an interesting thing, because usually that doesn't happen. The stars usually only show up to San Diego to promote the movies.
I'm sure there'll be something for it in San Diego. So that would be cool. I mean, even if they do something outside, that'd be good enough for me just to see. And I'm sure maybe we'll get a... a full trailer, either
either
before or there. But I don't know. We'll see. They usually always have a special trailer in Hall H if they have a Venom panel. That's something that no one else will see. Well, it usually gets leaked because everyone records the screens. They're not supposed to, but they do.
Yeah.
I think they'll show something cool, but I don't know. Because I remember when Spider-Man 3 came out, they showed us something there. And that was the first time that we got to see Venom at Comic-Con. And fucking the place went nuts. But who little did we know when the movie came out, it sucked.
Right. Instant backlash on that one, I remember. And that was early before people were really riling up on the internet about these things.
Yeah, but... yeah, right now we don't know. We haven't seen much. So who knows? I mean, then again, yeah. I said this before. Who knows? This movie might be badass. I'm not going to take it as comic book story-wise, but in case you can't, because if you know the Venom character, you know. you just can't accept this movie in the comic storyline history. So I'm gonna take it for what it is. If it's good, it's good. And Spider-Man has to be in this, so I don't know what they're gonna do.
See.
I hear, and there was rumors that Tom Holland was on the set. So I don't know, is it gonna be end credit scene or who knows? I don't know. We'll see. But then again, that's rumors, so don't quote me. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
As far as trailers, movie-wise, I mean, that's other than the Super Bowl and the Ant-Man and Wasp and Venom trailer.
Pretty much covered it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else.
All right. Cool. Yeah, let's get into the other movies we wanted to cover.
This is a movie that came out back in 2014. This is by the director Megan Fields Johnson. She's also the director of last year's The Ice Cream Truck, which was an amazing film that I got to. I saw it before I saw a screener. They sent us a screener for Horacopia guys when we were talking about it on there, and I also did it on here, I don't know, a while back. But this is a movie that I did not know that she had directed. She had posted something on Instagram about it, and so I was like, well, man, it was on Amazon Prime, so I went on there and watched it. When a young woman finds the love of her life cheated on her, she has a mental breakdown while traveling across the country and encounters hostile strangers and deliberating anxiety along the way. This movie was pretty good. It's a slow burn, but I really liked it. I mean, Megan, if you're listening to this, I do not know where you get these creepy bad guys. this guy's name is Mark, another crazy last name I can't pronounce. Schreiber. I don't know how you say it. But yeah, that's pretty much it. This lady finds out that her man was cheating on her, and she actually walks in and catches him in the act in their own bed. And she just like, I had enough of this and I'm out of here. She was going to go back home. So she packs up her car and hits the road. And all this time as she's driving, she keeps having flashbacks of what she saw. So her car stalled or something. So she's like, oh man, she's out in the middle of nowhere. This some guy, creepy guy, comes up and, hey, I can give you a ride to the next town to get someone to repair your shop, but or repair your car. So she's like kind of like hesitant, but she's like, she's stuck in the middle of nowhere. She's like, all right, well, hell. So they go to this mechanic shop, and that guy's just as creepy too. And he's just like, he seems all nervous and shy. And And he's like, yeah, I can fix it, but I can't do nothing about it until the morning. So she's like, ah, all right. She ends up trying to get, she gets a hotel room in town, and she goes into this bar and to get a drink and something to eat. And this is when everything just goes crazy from there on. If you want to see that, it is an old movie, and this is something new to me that I just found out about. It is good. I mean, I did enjoy the whole movie. Like I said, it's a slow burn, but it was good. I liked it. And the ending kind of threw me a little, but I get why they why it ended the way it did. It was a good movie, man. I really enjoyed it. It kept my attention, and I didn't like want to like I wasn't watching the clock or anything, waiting for this movie to be over. But I really enjoyed this movie. I mean, it was good. It was kind of one of those hidden gems. Like I said, I had no idea this movie was, there's a ton of movies I didn't know that are out there, but this is one of those ones that I thought was really good. And that was the same thing with the ice cream truck, that the film that she made. I know I talked about it. Mike and I went down to the to Beverly Hills to the screening they had, and the movie, I just got it on Blu-ray. It came out on DVD a couple months ago, and then it came out on Blu-ray, and I just picked it up. Excuse me. It's pretty good. I mean, it's a really good, I don't know who put this out. I should have my glasses on. I don't know who's the company that put this Blu-ray out, but it's got some cool outtakes, and it's got the making of audio commentary and everything. And the ice cream truck, man, it's a good movie. It's also another slow burn, but it was really good. I'm glad I saw. I think when I first watched that one, it was a screener, and it just kind of instantly it hooked me. And it's rare that I reach out to directors after I watch one of their movies, and I just kind of just reached out to Megan, and she responded. So I thought that was cool. And then
very cool.
We got an invitation to go to the screening. So Mike and I went, and we had a blast down there, met all the stars and everything, and everything was cool. But yeah, Megan Frills Johnson, man, she's a good director, she's a good writer. And her husband was actually in this movie. I want to say he was the boyfriend, the cheating boyfriend. I could be wrong, but I thought I recognized him from I know, because he was in the ice cream truck as well, and I kind of remember him seeing him in it. And I met that guy too. He was really cool. He was at the screening. But yeah, I mean, Rebound, it's streaming on Amazon. So if you feel like sitting through it, go for it, man, because it was a really good movie, and I really enjoyed it.
Cool. Sounds good. And yeah, like you said, it's out there on Amazon, so might as well check it out.
Yep. The next one, Polka King.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It was funny, but then it got depressing.
Yeah. I really loved this movie. I checked it out just on a whim, then replayed it for Jade, and even took it to tell my mom about it. She's a big Jack Black fan, so I brought it to her, and I just love the performance. I think he does a great job with the performance. And after the fact, I found out, like, everything in it is basically taken from a documentary that's also on Netflix, The Man Who Would Be Polka King. So it was pretty interesting to see that. And, yeah, I just love the performances. I know you can get a chance to finish it, but, yeah, what'd you think of just the performances and whatnot?
A local Pennsylvania polka legend, Jan LeWan, develops a plan to get rich that shocks his fans and lands him in jail. Well, I guess that's a spoiler alert, because I didn't know that part of the movie.
Well, it's real.
Yeah.
It's like I said, it's real. So it's based on a real story.
I figured that's how it was going to end on what he was doing. And Jack Black, man, I love Jack Black and everything he's done. And Jumanji was, I think, the last movie that I saw that fucking he stole the whole movie. He did a really good performance in this. I loved his singing and I loved his accent that he was doing.
Yeah.
And he was really, it didn't seem like he was, intentionally trying to be shady. But I think once the money started flowing, that's when he was like, okay. I mean, this is a story of, he's just running his little, gift shop and he does polka, stuff on the weekends for like parties and weddings and whatnot. And he starts to get investors, into his empire or what have you. And the money keeps coming in, And then all of a sudden we get, was it JB Schmoove? Yeah, he comes in. He's like a
government guy, IRS
dude, and saying they're doing a thing that, hey, are you paying this? I can't remember what kind of thing he was supposed to, some kind of business license he was supposed to have in order to take donations. And he was like, he didn't know nothing about it. And they're going, well, you need to pay all these people back what they've given you, or you could go to jail. So Jack Black is just like, oh, fuck. And he's like, well, he was paying his band members and the polka band, and he was just buying all kinds of stuff. Not nothing crazy, but he was like just putting more into his store, buying more merchandise for him to sell. And so now, but pretty much all that money, these people were giving him thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, fuck, there's no way I can pay back everybody.
Right.
So. I got just about as far as I got. I got halfway through it, so I didn't see the ending. But
okay, well, it's still worth watching.
I'm gonna finish. I'm already sucked into it. I just need to finish it. But what I've seen so far, man, Jack Black, his performance is awesome, and I love Mona Lisa, Jenny Slate.
Yes,
she plays Jack Black's wife. Every time I see Jenny Slate, all I can think of is money, please.
Yeah.
From Parks and Rec. John Raphael's sister, man. Fuck, man. I love her. I mean, so. But this is cool, man. And it was cool to see Jason Schwartzman in this.
Yeah, he's great.
I had no idea he was in it, but he was awesome.
Yeah, there's a line. I'm pretty sure you've got to this point where he wants to leave the band. And Jack Black's like, no, I work twice as hard for you. And he's like, nobody works as hard as you. And that's what makes this so sad. And I was like, damn, that kind of like encapsulated the movie. Like, he kind of really did just want the good times to continue. He wasn't like a truly like evil schemer. Like, he really was like, even though, he shouldn't have done it and it was a mistake and, you know, it was a bad thing. He really was all about good times.
Yeah. And I also love Vanessa Bayer. I love her from Saturday Night Live and all the other little things she's doing. She was a Bitsy Bear in this. She was a little a little slutty character in the band. But I liked it. I mean, I love her, everything she's done. But it was cool. I mean, what I've seen so far, like I said, I've only seen half of it. And but I enjoyed it. It is something I think you guys should watch. It's streaming. It's a Netflix original movie, so it's streaming on there.
Yeah.
And it just came out this year. It came out last month in January. So
right.
If you're a Jack Black fan, do definitely check this movie out, because what I've seen so far, I've enjoyed.
Yes. Glad you checked it out.
I couldn't even remember the name when you said, you should watch this. And I was like, what?
Polka.
All right. We are going to another Netflix original movie. It came out earlier this month, February 6th. This is The Ritual. A group of college friends reunite for a trip to the forest, but encounter a menacing presence in the woods that's stalking them. You guys all know me, how much of a horror guy I am. So I'm going to let you start it off. Zisu, what did you think of it?
Okay. I definitely have a take. I have questions for you and I have a little bit of story.
Well, before you do all that, no spoilers. This is too new. I think everyone should check. If you're a horror fan, you should check it out, and I'm sure you already have. So just kind of work around
then,
it.
Then maybe we'll have to come back for the question. I'll tell you more about like the setup for it. Like you said you watched it, you know, I should check it out. I was like, oh, okay. But then I was further intrigued by, I sent you a pod, one of the other ones I listen to all the time, one of my main inspirations for my intro, the way I do the pod for you, Nez, The Watch. And Chris Ryan, he interviewed the director of this movie. And, you know, they tried not to get too spoiled, but it was really intriguing what he was talking about and his inspiration. This is also the guy that directed The Signal. Did you ever see that one?
I thought it was a different one they were talking about. It's not the Signal movie that I saw.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that one. You know, it's interesting to hear, like, that's, like, his flavor. He kept saying in the interview how much he loved, technological horror was his hope to move forward with. The other quick note I just wanted to mention to you and run by you, if you had heard anything about this before we get back to the ritual, was during the interview, he mentioned he spent some time working on a possible Friday the 13th reboot. The studio had him and a team working on it for a while. They wanted to see if they could make a found footage version, because found footage was so hot in the horror genre, if they could make that work. And they had some good ideas, but in the end, it wasn't enough, and the studio canceled. And he said it was a waste of time, but it was still, like, you know, good to work with them. But I don't know. Had you heard about that? And do you have any thoughts on would have been?
Yes, he's the motherfucker that brought up the idea for found footage for Friday the 13th. And I was like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Man, he's done good stuff, man. I liked Southbound. That was a good movie. The segment he did, Amateur Night, for the first VHS movie, that was fucking awesome. But when I heard that he was involved with the Friday the 13th, this was a while ago, I was like, oh, cool, man. I mean, that would be sweet. And then they said, yeah, it's going to be found footage. And I was like, get the fuck out of here with that. Man, stay away with found footage from Friday the 13th. We did have a little bit of found footage type of deal with Never Hike Alone. But they did it good. It went back and forth from a little found footage to an actual movie. So I didn't mind that. But if it was just straight found footage, and I was like, well, what is this supposed to be? It's going to be VHS tape that these guys were carrying around. So because they were saying it was supposed to be in the 80s. And I'm like, who the fuck is going to be carrying a big-ass heavy VHS camera around while Jason's chasing them? And I'm like, no, stupid idea. I was not on board with it. A lot of the diehard Friday the 13th fans were like, no, that's a stupid idea. And all you new Jack fans were like, yeah, it'll be awesome. I love found footage movies. Don't get me wrong. But no, that's got nothing. Don't ever do that to the Friday the 13th film franchise. That's fucking stupid. And yes, they are stupid movies, but I love them. But just don't make it more stupid by adding found footage. Yeah, man, I remember this. And I was like, man, fuck you. Get out of here with that bullshit. I like this guy has done with other things, but don't step into a franchise that's already big and just try to fucking ruin it some more. I did listen to that pod and everything, but I already knew all that. I knew all that before. Have you ever seen VHS?
I haven't, but, I know on the pod we did for Halloween with Blind Frankenstein, you guys were talking about it, and you were actually recommending that to me as something like worth checking out for me as like a fringe horror watcher.
Yeah, I think you should watch the first two. If you feel like watching the third one, go ahead. The third one, I didn't like it the first time I saw it, but then I watched it a few more times, and now I kind of like it. Definitely do check out the very first one. VHS 2, to me, is a better movie, but it is good. And the segment that he did is pretty good. So Amateur Night, so check that out.
Okay.
But back to the ritual. This movie, to me, a lot of people were telling me, oh, have you seen The Ritual? Have you seen The Ritual? And I was like, no, what's that? And they go, oh, it's a movie on Netflix. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So no way I couldn't watch it. And I had no idea what it was about. I didn't read into it. I didn't watch any trailers because people were telling me to watch the trailer. And only one of my buddies said, hey, man, that guy, one guy you like, Rafe Spall, he's in it. And I'm like, oh, really cool, man. I love this guy. He's been in a ton of good movies. I liked him in Prometheus. The little bit part he had in Shaun of the Dead. He was badass in Green Street Hooligans. Or was it Green Street Hooligans. And he was badass in Hot Fuzz. And shit, he was in a shit ton of other movies. But I was like, ah, okay, cool, man. I'm on board with this. I'll check it out. So, I mean, I watched it and fuck, man, I thought it was an awesome film. But before I really get into it, man, just give us your thoughts and what you, if you didn't listen to that pod, would you have watched it?
I was intrigued by you, so it was already on my radar. Like, I was like, well, he's going to watch Poke the King. Let me watch this. And then listening to that pod put me over the top. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it. And I got to say, well acted, you know, interesting enough story. I have a big question about it, but it could be spoilers, so I might ask you off air or in a future pod. In the end, I have really mixed feelings about it. How did you feel?
I liked it, and well, the movie starts off kind of it's in the trailer, so I mean it's not spoilage. I mean the main guy Rafe, his character is Luke. Him and his buddy go into they're out just partying, trying to plan their holiday. And him and his buddy go into this liquor store to get a bottle of booze. And then there's a hold up and it kind of goes wrong and his buddy gets killed. And it kind of turned into, I think it was like 6 months later when they're all out backpacking in the woods. And it's just kind of, he's just getting all these flashbacks of his buddy getting killed. I mean, because he just hid. And when the robber guys saw them, and he didn't do anything. He just kind of hid behind one of the aisle shelves and just basically watched his buddy get murdered. And I'm sure it was bothering him, and it would bother anybody. But it was just them just trying to move forward in their life and everything. And then they go out into the woods and they come across this old cabin. And then from there on, all hell breaks loose. And they just find some things that are a little eerie and they're not sure what's going on. And then every now and then they kind of hear something out in the woods, but they're not too sure. They just think, I mean, if you're a camper, you hear all kinds of things. And the first thing, something's out there. That's the first thing you think of. It was one of those type of movies.
Yeah. So,
but it was a real emotional type of movie.
Yeah.
For the actors, for the characters that are in it. And I liked it. I mean, I liked what they did. They didn't, so with some of these, what's out in the woods movies, they either show it or they don't show it. And times when they do show what's out in the woods, you're like, they just don't really do a good job on the effects. I thought they did, an amazing job with what they had and what they did, in this movie, special effects wise. Even when there was blood and everything, I mean, I thought that was really good. But I don't want to ruin it for you because I said, this movie's fairly new. It came out a couple weeks ago, and I think it was really good. I mean, I thought all the actors were really strong. They really did their job. And Rafe, he's an amazing actor. I mean, I've loved him in a ton of movies that he's been in. So, but that's pretty much all I want to say about it because I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, no problem. I can ask you off air. We can come back maybe a month or so. Put it on wax.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I see here on my list, you want to mention the Maze Runner series?
I have not seen the first two. I've only seen the new one.
Okay. Okay.
The, what was it?
Death Cure? Death Cure.
This was a movie. I didn't see Maze Runner, or I didn't see Scorched Trails, or whatever the hell the second one is.
Right.
I was down in Dallas, and my little buddy was I was trying to get him to go see Star Wars. He had seen it already, but he was like, "Eh." I was like, "Man, what kind of Star Wars fan are you?" But I kind of just started reading off movies that were showing, because there's a movie theater like right in his backyard. So he was, I said, "There's Maze Runner," and he was like, "Yeah." He like flipped out. My little buddy Xavier, and he said, "Oh, I read the books and I've seen the movies, and this is the new one. I've been dying to see it." This movie actually came out last month, and it's action, sci-fi, thriller. So I had no idea who was who and what the hell was happening in this movie. So I told him to, "Well, you need to tell me what happened in the first one and the second." So he kind of just gave me a brief description of what was going on. And then we went and saw this movie. For first time watch with any of these Maze Runner movies, I thought this movie was awesome. There was a lot of action in it. It kept my attention. There wasn't times where I was bored or anything, but it was really good. And this main kid, Dylan O'Brien, he plays Thomas. I thought he was awesome. And this one guy, Will Plowder, I think that's his name. He plays Gally or Golly. I know he was in the first one, but I think this movie ruined it for me on what he had done in a previous movie. So I don't care. I still want to see it.
Kind of surprise.
Yeah, it was good to see Gus in this. Giancarlo Esposito, he was in it. But I was really shocked to see Barry Pepper. He was in this movie right from the get-go. And fucking little fingers, fucking, he must be typecast to play all the bad guys.
Yeah, so, exactly.
And Walt Goggins, he was in it, man. I thought he looked awesome. They did a really good job on his facial special effects. I thought that was pretty sweet. Yeah, I mean, I thought everybody in this were really strong characters, and everybody had a big role. Who was? Rosa Salazar, yeah, that's the girl that I liked. I thought she was really strong in that one. Now, but I still need to watch the first two because there was something in this one.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck. Yep. And so, but speaking of Rosa Salazar, I'm really hyped to see this new movie, Alita, that Robert Rodriguez directed. She's the actual. It looks like she's a robot or something. But it's like a CGI looking fake character. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Look up Alita. Look up Alita Battle Angel. It comes out. Shit, don't come out until December. I had heard Robert Rodriguez was coming out with a new movie. James Cameron, he helped write the screenplay. So I mean, it looks pretty good. Check that one out. Do check out that that trailer, because I'm gonna see it, so most likely we'll be talking about it in July. But yeah, Rosa Salazar, she was Brenda. I liked her character, and the Teresa girl. I really need to see these first two to get
there. Yeah.
But I liked her. And then again, I liked her in all these movies, and I didn't realize that this Dylan O'Brien was in. What was that movie that I didn't really care for? American Assassin?
Yep.
I was kind of like, yeah, I wanted more, but I was kind of let down with that movie. I was like, fuck, man, this kid, he looked older in American Assassin. And this one, he was all young. He looked like a young little kid. So I did pick up.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you heard what happened, but this film should have came out sooner than it did. He was actually injured while filming it during one of the car scenes. So it got delayed for a while. That's kind of one of the reasons.
All right. I want to see the first two. I mean, the next day after we saw this, I went to Best Buy and I picked up the double pack Blu-ray. So I have the first two movies, and I want to really see what's going on. I mean, this movie probably spoiled it all for me, but I just don't want.
Yeah,
I want to really see. I want to see what happened in the first two movies.
Right.
And I will definitely pick this up when it comes out because I really enjoyed it, and I was shocked on how much I enjoyed it. Young Harold Thomas embarks on a mission to find a cure for a deadly disease known as the flare. That's just what's written here in IMDb. Wes Ball is the director, and what else has he made? He's got 6 credits. Jacob the Movie, never heard of that. Oh, these first three are shorts. Work in Progress, Ruin. Oh shit, he did all the Maze Runner movies.
A whole trilogy.
Yeah, he's done. Okay, well, shit. If he did, I like this one, so I'm sure I'll probably like the first two. A buddy of mine said you probably won't like the second one, but I don't know. I mean, I liked what I saw, so I probably like all three of them.
The second one's probably my favorite.
Because he told me it was boring. He said the second one was boring, and I'm like, oh, all right, but I don't know. But I'll watch. Both of those. So next pod, well, I'll tell you what I thought about it. But Maze Runner, The Death Cure. If you've seen it already, or if you haven't, and you've seen the first two Maze Runner movies, I thought this movie was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, the interesting thing is with you seeing it out of order is there's a vibe during the first one, which now you know what's what of like. They don't know what's going on. Like you're put in like this situation of like it gets, you know, to a point. So, but at first, like they're really playing it up. Like you're with the characters, you don't know what's going on. So, but you know where it goes.
Yeah. I know how it ends, but, my little buddy said that there's going to be another movie. So, because I was thinking, is that how it ends? He goes, no, there's something else. And I'm like, well, all right. So if they give us another.
Yeah,
one.
I was under the
okay.
trilogy stuff.
So. I don't know. I mean, maybe they wrapped it up in this, but he was saying, no, there's something else. I don't know.
Okay.
It might be something they cut out. Or I don't know. This is the first time I'd seen any of these movies. Because I wasn't really – the first trailer I saw, the first one, didn't really grab me. I was kind of like, eh, all right, whatever. Didn't think anything of it. And then I never made out and saw it. And fucking 2-3 movies came out already. So, but, hey man, Xavier, thank you so much for getting me into this. Cause now, I'm on board. I need to see the first two so I know what happens, but I want to see how it happens. So, next pod.
Right.
Yeah. Next pod. I'll talk about the Maze Runner and what's the second one? Scorched Trials. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll talk about those.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Jade's a huge fan of the series too. So, that might line up pretty nice. She's, off next week. So, good chance for her to come on and speak about it. She's read the books too. So,
all right. Yeah. That'd be cool because I would want to know, what, did they add stuff? Did they take stuff out? Because, you know, when they adapt movies books, they always do something.
Right.
This one, man, there was a ton of action in it, and I loved it. I mean, I wish it was rated R, because then it would have probably been a little bit harder, because that whole take over the city at the end was awesome.
Yeah, I think my favorite scene was the opening. That had really great action. I thought it was a great way to open the movie.
Yeah, man. I mean, it just jumped right into the action. It didn't like, oh, okay, these are our characters right now. Boom. It just, boom, went right into it.
So right into
it. I think that's what grabbed me. It had a strong beginning to a fucking amazing ending, which was fucking awesome and sad at one point.
Yeah.
So
right.
But this it's a good movie. Like I said, if you guys haven't seen this third installment, do go check it out. And it's something that I think you do need to see on the big screen. After watching it, I was kind of fuck, man. Why didn't I see these other two movies? And then I was thinking, damn it, I should have saw this in IMAX.
But right.
It is. Well, the good thing is I did see them, and I'm a fan of this one. We don't know yet if I love the first two. So next week, everybody.
Cool. All right. I think that does it for movies.
Yeah, that's it.
Sounds good. Just been a couple of days since the week in sports, so not too much has happened. But there was a Warriors game the other day. We played the Suns. And it was a really fun game, really unique. The Warriors players coached the game. They ran the practice. It's very unnormal. This kind of thing doesn't happen. So it was kind of cool. Some people said it was disrespectful to the Suns, but, you know, the coach went to the other coach and let him know what he was doing. He's trying to reach his team. And Warriors played really well. So.
Did you watch any of the Olympics?
Yeah, I was just actually going to mention that to you. While we've been on, I've had one of my favorite things to watch. I only get to watch it every 4 years.
Don't say curling.
I love it just because it's so strange. Curling.
That's
amazing.
That's fucking stupid. I tried to watch it when they first amazing. Brought that on. It's dumb. I'm like, man, I'd rather watch paint dry.
No, it's so weird. It's so weird. They like skate halfway down and then let it go, and then they're like sweeping, trying to knock off the other person's piece. I want to try it. I want to actually try it. Where can I go to try this?
Yeah, man, it looks stupid, and I didn't really care for it because I thought it was dumb. But knowing me, I bet if I tried it, I'd probably like it. You go, yeah, this is fun, yeah. But. I don't know, man. I can't. I watched the very first time when they brought it on there. I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And I watched it, and I was like, "I couldn't handle it." I said, "How is this a sport?" But hey, that's my opinion. But I'm not bagging anyone that does it. But to me, it looks stupid. But if you're out there doing it, hey, man, more power to you. And I would give it a try if I knew somewhere where they were doing it, but
yeah, I need to find out where they're doing this.
The big thing for me was fucking Shaun White winning the gold medal, and fuck,
yeah,
it was fucking awesome. His fucking run, his last run, where he just knew it, dude. He was fucking blazing. I'm surprised that whole fucking half pipe didn't melt. With the fire that was right behind him, and fucking the flying tomato, man, he was fucking ripping. I was like, oh shit, I was fucking, dude, talking about it right now is giving me goosebumps. That's how fucking awesome. I love Shaun White. He's a fucking awesome skater, awesome snowboarder, and fucking everything, dude. But there's some sexual misconduct claims that are tarnishing the win. I don't know if it's on him. I'm on the Independent. It said Winter Olympics 2018, Shaun White makes history with third gold medal, but sexual misconduct claim tarnishes the win.
Uh-oh.
I have no idea what this is. American has become the most successful snowboarder in Olympic history, but return to prominence has attracted attention to a sexual misconduct lawsuit. It didn't happen. This was filed against him in 2016. That's in the little small print. They made it seem like it happened last night.
Right.
But either way, I mean, it is bad if it did happen. You just shouldn't do stuff like that. Anyone. But I don't know. It'll follow. Tarnish his win or anything, but I don't know. But any of you fuckers that do shit like that, man, you should be punished. But yeah, man. I mean, but to put that aside, that's the first. This is the first time I've heard of those accusations. So I don't know really what's going on, or I don't know the whole story. But like I said, man, I was fucking hyped watching him get his gold medal. And fuck, man, he should have just. I think what would have made this. I don't know what happened afterwards, but if he would have just handed his snowboard to one of the crowd, I think that would have been awesome. Oh, but there was some other backlash with his winning and everything and his celebrating. Somebody handed him an American flag and he's caught up in the moment. And when he was trying to unfold it, it touched the ground. It drug on the ground and all these patriotic fucks flipped out. I'm like, oh my God, fucking there is other things to worry about and that's going on in this country. And you're worried that the flag touched the ground. Like, get the fuck out of here. With me personally, Native American, proud Native American that I am, you don't want me to go into what that flag means to me.
But right.
I was like, come on, man. He was happy and won. He was winning for all of us. And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, what the fuck is going on here? And I was like, man, there's other things to worry about, man. He didn't do it on purpose. It'd be different if he threw it on the ground on purpose, but he was fucking happy, and it touched the ground. I'll get over it, everybody. It's to me, my opinion. You might tell me I'm wrong, but it's just a fucking piece of cloth, and it's a flag. Get over it, everybody. Oh, man. Fuck. All these people out there fucking piss me off, but that's my opinion, everybody. And you know that. I got to throw that disclaimer. But yeah. Other than that, man, that fucking made my night watching Shaun White fucking win the gold for us Americans. Damn it. And it was fucking it was glorious. I watched the video. I just finished watching it again. And, man, fuck, it's just. I couldn't even switch 1414, Skyhook. I think that was 720. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Just watching this. But he's so fucking smooth. His fucking, oh, my God. I didn't see his first couple runs. Well, I did see the runs, but not as they were happening. But his final run, man, there was no flaws in that. In his landing, in his flips, in his spinning, everything was fucking amazing. And I'm so happy for this kid. And because I remember some people were like, oh, he's too old. I don't know how old this guy is, but I'm old, so he's younger than me. So I mean, I'm just like, man, he's doing what he was born to do, to fucking rip snowboarding and rip being a skateboarder. He's got X Game medals, he's got Olympic medals, and good for him, man. But as far as this other stuff that you're involved in, hopefully it's not true. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it is or not. Again, this is the first time I heard this story, so I don't know. We'll see. But hey, Shaun White, brother, if you're listening to this, man, congratulations, man. Good for you. And there was another little mishap that happened. I think it was yesterday. Another American won. I think he was American. Won a gold medal, but when he won, I guess he dropped the F-bomb on live TV, and everybody was flipping out. I'm like, oh my God, what? It's just a word, everybody. And, yeah, you're not supposed to say it on live TV, and there is people out there that say you're not supposed to talk like that. Anyway, shit, I do, so I don't give a fuck. But it was an accident. He was caught up in the moment. He didn't know the cameras were right behind him when he said it. Yeah, but he did something. Well, he should have known. They're filming it on TV. He was excited, man. Just give it to him. There is a delay. Don't blame him. You can blame him, but you can blame the guys that were editing this because there is a delay, and they could have beeped it out, but they didn't. So get mad at that guy who didn't do his job. But I'm sure they do tell them, well, okay, man, this is all going to be on TV, so watch your mouth. And but he was caught up in the moment, and he
yep.
Geez, I don't know what his name was. Let me see if I can find it. F-bomb. Did you watch anything else other than?
There's this one thing that was really interesting. It was like kind of almost like a decathlon multiple event type thing. It was really interesting. They left the gate and like they had to like ski uphill and then down, and then they had to like pull a rifle off their back and like shoot and lay down and shoot and continue on. So it was like real kind of complicated. So that was interesting. I hadn't seen that before. So
yeah,
that was interesting.
They've been doing that for a while. I mean, that's neat though. I do like how that they got the rifle on their back and they're just hauling ass on their skis.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. I rarely watch the Olympics. Guess I'm not that big of an American that some people say, oh, you know, if you don't watch the Olympics, you're an American. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I doubt you'll hear that.
I hear
if
it
anything,
all the time. Get
the
fuck
the other
out
way
of
around.
Here. If you don't watch wrestling or like Star Wars, you're not an American. So there you go, you fucks. But this kid was a 17-year-old snowboarder who won his first U.S. Olympic gold medal.
Oh.
This happened on Sunday, and he dropped the F-bomb. What the hell is this kid's name? Geez, they got a whole article on him, and his name isn't even here. Gerard, I think that's his name. I'm not sure. I mean, there's a bunch of names on here, but it doesn't say his name. He's from Colorado, and he's the youngest person to win a gold medal. I don't know. Whatever his name is, good for you, kid. Good for you.
That's fun.
Red Gerard, that's his name. But man, he's caught up in the moment, man. Same thing with Shaun White, man. He's proud, man. They're representing America, and fucking all these fucks are getting bent out of shape.
They're just looking for something.
That's what they all do. And a lot of you fucking so-called Star Wars fans are always looking for shit too, with your dumbass fucking bogus arguments. But anyway. Congratulations to Shaun White and this 17-year-old kid, Red Gerard. Good for you guys, man. Fucking blazing on the snowboard, man. That was fucking amazing. That's as far as sports. That's all I have. So,
yeah,
those
sounds good.
Those are two big. Shaun White was the biggest, and this other kid went dropping the F-bomb. But he did have a good run. I did watch videos of that. I will try to post both of those snowboarding videos on the page. And there is video of the kid dropping the F-bomb. I'll also throw that on there if you guys haven't seen it.
Nice. All right. From sports, let's go to Funko and collecting. It's only been a couple days. Haven't picked up anything. Sure you haven't either.
No.
But always have news for you. First, right off the bat, a couple weeks ago, we talked about Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks going to Funko headquarters. They've since had to cancel for some reason. So in their place, I don't know if you heard about this, they're bringing in Braun Strowman.
Why? But yeah, why not?
He's a monster. He's going to yell at everybody. Roar!
I'm not a Braun Strowman fan, but I did like him when he was destroying Brock Lesnar. I mean, when they did it on Raw, and then when he did it at Royal Rumble, I thought that was cool. But I see what they're doing with him. He's a big guy, and I've said it before with these big giant wrestlers, they're only limited to so many moves. But yeah, we'll see what they do with him. I'm sure he'll have some good stuff coming for him in his career. And if they're going to give him a pop, hey, man, good for you. If some of these mediocre wrestlers can have pops, why not him? At least he's done damage, so I'm cool with it. I don't know if I'll pick it up, but he's cool.
All right. Toy Fair 2018 is right around the corner, so Funko is going to be revealing all kinds of pictures from that. A few have already come out and leaked from Game of Thrones. Daenerys on her little Dragonstone throne. That looks pretty cool. We're getting a Davos. We're getting another Daenerys in her white coat from the end of the season when she flew up north. There's a series of Hercules pops, Hercules and Phil. And the last thing I have to mention is Target's still doing their like one pop every Friday. And this Friday's going to be Black Panther. It's a pretty cool one with his cape. It's like the comic look, like the classic comic book look. So, yeah, the 1966 look is what they're calling it. So, be on the lookout for that. I take it you probably don't have anything for collecting, right?
Nothing. I blew my wad last pod with the four that I picked up. But GameStop did call me yesterday and said my Jason's in, so I have another one. I'm gonna pick up and I'm gonna open that one, and I'm hoping that they have the regular 8-bit one, not the exclusive one, because when I was in Dallas, they didn't have it. I asked, "Do you have the regular version?" They said, "No, we only have this one." So I'm on the lookout for that one. So, but if you do see it around, the regular one, not the the blue and purple one.
Oh, okay.
If you see that one, let me know, because I do want two of those as well. In the box and out of the box. So I might have to do some shuffling on my desk. And Alex will always stand there from Clockwork Orange, so he's not leaving.
Yeah.
I might have to move Bays and Chirrut somewhere else. The Cylon, he's still pretty new, so he's not moving. And we'll see. Maybe I'll put two more Jasons.
Yeah.
I'm running out of room. I really need to clean up my computer desk, and I'd be able to put more up, so.
Right.
Way.
All right. Well, I teased it last episode, so going to deliver this week, or this episode, rather, for Star Wars Moment of the Week.
Hold on. So, yeah, do that, but I need to step away from the mic for a minute, so go for it.
Okay. Well, make sure you come back and listen to this part.
I will, but just for a second.
Okay. Yeah, like I mentioned last pod, the most recent... Entertainment Weekly has Han Solo, Chewbacca on the cover. When Han met Chewie, learned the origins of our favorite freedom fighter, and Wookiee and Solo. The funniest Star Wars movie yet, hopefully. Looks good from what we've seen and what we talked about. But the thing I wanted to share from an issue, in case you don't get a chance to pick it up, is some interesting info on some of the characters they dropped. Consider his company, Meet Solo's cast. Chewbacca, played by Jonas Sutamo. We see the origins of the Han-Chewie partnership. Wookiees have so many positive qualities, says screenwriter Lawrence Kasdan, but what they don't do is make it easy for you to get close to them. Lando, played by Donald Glover. He likes the comforts of life, Glover says of the young card sharp. This guy's got it together. He's obviously not starving, you know. He has enough leisure time to choose a nice outfit. So, excited for Lando. The Woody Harrelson character, kind of a revelation here on his name, since we haven't seen any official thing until now. His character's name is Beckett. He's a powerful criminal, but a free agent, says director Ron Howard. Tobias Beckett really shapes Han more than anybody, as Han comes to believe in the lawless time he needs a moral code. We got her name in one of the posters, but Amelia Clarke, Kira or Kyra, not sure how we pronounce that yet. They grew up as comrades, Clarke says of Kira and Han. They grew up as pals, as partners in crime. There's obviously the romantic side of things within that relationship. Kira is Enigma. I have a feeling something might happen with her, but we'll see. The droid, L337, played by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Lando's sidekick is a self-modified droid, screenwriter John Kasdan says, a mutt, if you will, of various different droids. She has improved upon herself as the years have gone by. Interesting. And finally, we only got that one shot of her in the teaser, but Tandy Newton's character, Val, probably the most shadowy figure in the heist crew. She's tied to Beckett. That's how Han meets Val, says Lucasfilm president and producer Kathleen Kennedy. They've been partners a long time. So, yeah, just a little background on some of the characters. Looking forward to the film and just hyped that it's sooner rather than later. It's kind of crazy that it's just a couple months away. So, yeah, that's that for Star Wars moment this week. You back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Almost time to wrap it up. I know we're pushing it, but gotta shout out the random recommendations. You got one lined up?
Yeah, movies. This is a movie I just picked up on Blu-ray. I had seen it. I had it on VHS as well as DVD, but this is a movie that I love. It is one of my favorite all-time Westerns. If you follow me on Instagram, I put it up yesterday. This is a movie that came out in 1980. This is The Long Riders. The origins exploit the and the ultimate fate of Jesse James' gang is told in a sympathetic portrayal of the bank robbers made up of brothers who begin their legendary bank raids because of revenge. This movie is awesome. Directed by Walter Hill. And the fucking cast is amazing. We have the Carradine brothers, David, Keith, and Robert. The Keach brothers, James and Stacy. The Quaid brothers, Dennis and Randy. And then the Guest brothers, Christopher and Nicholas Guest. And James Remar is even in it. And a slew of other people. But this fucking movie is awesome. I remember my uncle took my brother and I to see it in this little rinky-dink theater in Holbrook, Arizona. And I know the first movie was like Becoming a Horseman, but we only caught the end of that, and I didn't really care for it. But The Long Riders, I had no idea what this movie was going to be about. I just love going to the movies, and we went and saw it. And when I left the theater, my brother and I were like, fuck, that movie was awesome. It's if you love Walter Hill movies in general, I mean, he's done a ton of good movies. And this is probably one of my favorite ones, and it's awesome. The story of the Jesse James, the James boys, the younger boys, all just fucking just robbing banks and just doing all this. And then it does turn into a little revenge somewhere in the middle. And the climactic bank robbery scene at the end is just amazing. I won't ruin it for you guys, but... if you've seen it, you already know. But if you haven't, this movie is amazing. I do not know this company that put it out on Blu-ray. I think it's like K&L or something like that. I haven't watched it yet. It's a two-disc KL Studio Classics. They're the ones that put it out. So I will definitely watch it and see what all this. There's like a ton of extra special features on this. So. I would love to watch because the DVD didn't have shit, just the movie and a trailer. But this is an awesome movie, 1980s Walter Hill classic, The Long Riders.
Cool. I'll have to look and see if it's on streaming anywhere.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. You got to pay for it. It's $3.99 on Prime, but it's out there. For you swashbucklers.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I'm going to go with 2003's The Hunted with Tommy Lee Jones and Benicio Del Toro. You know this one?
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Okay. An FBI Deep Woods tracker captures a trained assassin who has made a sport of hunting humans. A lot of people would say it's basically like a take on Rambo. Is that what you'd say?
No. not even close.
Well, yeah. It's
but
got,
I did like his knife he made. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. this is one that I did see in the theaters back then. I remember like it not like getting kind of a negative review, and looking back right now on the IMDb, it's got a meta score of 40, a couple high scores, 88, 75, 63, but otherwise lots of low scores, everything like that. But I recently just watched it again because I've had the hype. I talked about it a couple months ago on the pod for The Fugitive. I was excited to break out The Fugitive again, and I in turn was looking for U.S. Marshals, even though that's not as well thought of as The Fugitive. And while that's not out there to be had on streaming, The Hunted is. It's available on demand and for free on Amazon Prime Video right now. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, especially now. Like I'd say, especially with it being on Prime, I'd say it's worth checking out just to see what you think. It's a pretty straightforward action movie, but I really did like the performances from Tommy Lee Jones and Benicio del Toro. So, yeah, that's what I'm going with this week.
All right. This is my music selection is a band that I'd seen a couple times, and they're still playing, but they're just not as big as they were in the 90s. This is a band called Hum, and this track I'm going to tell you guys about is off their 1995 album. I think it was their first album, I think. You'd Prefer an Astronaut, and the song, the track is Stars. I've always loved this song. I mean, even the first time I heard it on the radio, I thought it was cool and catchy. It starts off really slow, and then it just starts to rock, and then it rocks from there on all the way to the end. And the first time seeing them live was at Lollapalooza on the side stage down in Irvine, California. And I think the last time I saw them is they opened up for Bush at the Warfield in San Francisco. And it was a band that I know they were big, and I think some of the diehard fans that still go see them still enjoy them. If they came around here, I would definitely go see them because they are a cool little band. They're those typical 90s Weezer type of looking band. It's a little white guys up there with short hair and t-shirts or a button-up shirt. I mean, they weren't long-haired, greasy looking guys, man. They just like straight little computer programmer type of dudes. But the band rocked Hum, and the track Stars. I love it. If you guys haven't heard it, check it out. So that's mine. Hum, Stars.
Cool. Often when I'm looking for a random recommendation, I just flip through my songs till I find one that, I would stop on if I was listening to it in the car or something. And this is, it fits exactly that mold. From a while back now, I guess around, I don't know the exact year, the late, 2000s, 2008, 2009, probably, this track has Santa Gold, NERD, and Julian Casablancas. It's called My Drive Through. It's real upbeat and catchy. I was brought to the song by NERD and Santigold, but it was interesting in for the pod looking up the video again on YouTube, how many people were commenting about this Julian or Julian Casablancas, and I guess he's got a real following now. I only am aware of this guy because of this song, but yeah, it's just one of those interestingly weird, upbeat songs that I can recommend. Go type it in YouTube and see what you think. My Drive Through.
My Drive Through?
Yeah, THRU. Santa Gold, NERD, Pharrell. And yeah, Julian or Julian Casablanca. Yep.
This one?
Yeah, that's it. Nice upbeat. Got everything I love about Santa Gold and NERD.
I don't know, dude. But hey, man, that's what we're about, man. We both have different styles, but
yeah.
Let me hear a little more. I like the video. Whoever did the video, it's amazing.
Right.
It looked like little paper cutouts. Black and white video.
Julian right there. And then you get Santa Gold coming in right after that. With her parts off.
You know, this is the first time I've even seen this video or heard this song. So.
Yeah, it wasn't a hit or anything. It was back when I was just like kind of more searching all kinds of music. There's Santa Gold.
It is upbeat. I think this is one of those songs that if you're out working out or something, or
right,
cleaning the house and have this blasting. And you're dancing along while you're vacuuming.
Exactly.
All right, that's enough of that. I don't think it'd be something that I would listen to again, but that's me. But I did really like that video. I thought that was cool. So.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, that was it.
Oh, okay. I did it last episode, but I might as well do it again. It's the same week. The stuff you can look forward to, Netflix, I already told you about Poker King, Cars 3, Pirates, Dead Men Tell No Tales, that's up. HBO has Wonder Woman, new movies in theaters, Black Panther, Tomorrow, can't wait, Early Man and Samson. And the only other thing I added to the list, because a commercial came on for it while we were recording, I wanted to make sure I talked about it, because it's definitely something I want to check out, is... on USA on February 27th, Unsolved. Did you hear about this? They're doing a TV show on the Biggie and Tupac murders.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, looks good. Looks like it's going to be a cool one. Josh Duhamel, the one guy, he's in Westworld and Sunny and everything. Name's almost hit my tongue. That guy. But looking forward to that. Because, I definitely want to do a pod at some point, too, that one. Biggie and Tupac documentary I was recommending you check out. Mm-hmm. I want to do a pod on that at some point. So.
All right. Well, I got some homework
where
for
it's
you.
Basically like, yeah,
I got
sounds
some,
good.
I got some homework for you.
Yeah.
You and Jade watch this. It's a new movie on Netflix. The trailer looked pretty good. I'd seen the trailer a while ago and I was just waiting for that. I don't really care for this kid that's in it. I don't like him. But he was what's that show that Jade and you guys watched? 13 Reasons Why?
All right.
That kid, he's in it. It's a movie called The Open House.
Okay.
Following a tragedy, a mother and her teen son move to a relative's vacant vacation home where eerie and unexplained forces conspire against them. So watch that and we'll have a discussion. And if Jade's off, I think she'd like, if she likes that kid, have her watch it too so she can come on. That's my only homework that I have for you. There's another movie we're going to be talking about, The Open House, next pod, as well as another Netflix original that also came out this year. It's a series. Well, I'll watch a few episodes and I'll see what I get into it. This is called Queer Eye. All new Fab Five advisement on fashion, grooming, food, culture, and design in this modern reboot of the Emmy Award-winning reality series. I'll check it out and see what it is. I think it's... I'm just scrolling through Netflix. I think they go to different hair salons because the first episode is You Can't Fix Ugly. Okay, they're 48 minutes, 45 minutes long. It can't be too long. I'll just read the synopsis on the first episode. A lonely dump truck driver with a big old heart goes from ugly to unbelievable and learns how to reserve years of bad habits. Okay, I mean, I was hearing stuff about this on, I can't remember what I was listening to. I thought it was a, just can't get rid of this cough. Queer Eye, that's the name of the series. I'm going to check that out. And I guess I can put that in the TV section. I thought it was a movie. What is this Coach Snoop?
It's a documentary series. I checked out the first episode. You know, it is what it is. Just Coach Snoop, coaching football. Okay. Youngsters.
I'll probably get to it. But Next pod, we'll be talking about Queer Eye as well as Black Panther and whatever else we see. But do check out the open house, because I really want to talk about that.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll do.
All right. As far as everything else, that's it for me, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Those of you that listened to my last my last episode, Macnez Podcast. Sorry about the audio quality. I know it's when it's just me talking. The audio is only coming out in one of your earbuds or coming out one of your speakers. I have fucking no clue on what it's doing. I think I fixed it, but I haven't had a chance to upload it again, so I will do that if you haven't yet. But the interviews and everything else, that all sounds good. You can hear out of both sides of the speakers. I'll probably put this out later on. For those of you that did download it and listen to it, hey, man, I'm sorry. I will work it out. But I have a digital code that I am going to be dropping after this pod comes out. If you follow me on Instagram or friend me on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, I'm going to take a picture of this code and send it to you. It's going to be for Annabelle Creation, for those of you that are horror fans. Annabelle Creation was pretty badass. I mean, I love this one. So as a fuck up on my half and a present for you guys, I will put this digital code on there. So it's going to be up for grabs. So first one to get it to add or put it in iTunes or whatever it is going to get it. So whoever first one to redeem it, put right. it that way. So. Yeah, I'll put that up after this pod drops. And, yeah, that's it.
Sounds good. Last thing I got for you, I keep forgetting to ask you, have you tried or have you seen somebody else play HQ yet?
I don't know what that is.
That trivia thing.
No, I haven't played it yet, but all I know is you. Oh, Joel was telling me about it.
Yeah. Okay, one of these days, we'll talk more about it. So. Yeah, ready to head out?
Yep. Everyone, thank you so much. That's it for me. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yep. Thanks, everyone. And in the words of the ritual, your darkest dream awaits you.
And Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.